You're listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV. We have a fantastic show for you. We're doing it the easy way, baby, and we're giving you the easy way to success. Are you ready to ride with your host, Eric Zuli? Check out his blog at HollywoodGetGuy.com and follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli. Here he is, the hardest working man in Hollywood, Eric Easy Zuli.
Yes, sir. What's going on, guys? This is Eric Easy Zuli, your Hollywood host for Easy Talk. Easy Way Broadcasting, a show that helps you listen about struggles, success, motivation, opportunities. I have a lot of my cool guests going to be on the show and talk to you about some cool opportunities in the reality world and also some hot Hollywood 411. Yeah, I've got that gossip by our girl Patricia Shipp from the National Enquirer. She's a lead reporter of the National Enquirer. And this is Easy Way Broadcasting. So for those of you that are tuning in that have never heard of the show and maybe had a friend tell you about it, this is Easy Way Broadcasting. This show is called Easy Talk. I'm your host, Eric Easy Zuli, and I have a blog you can check out called HollywoodItGuy.com. Now, we have some really fantastic guests today, and I'm hoping I can get my man Bob Hernandez on, which is the man when it comes to Con Live, Convict Music. Everybody knows who Akon is. This guy does a lot of stuff with Akon. He also works with Joe Beats, Joe Smith from the Lakers, and a lot of people. He does producing. He does a lot of stuff. I've known Bob Hernandez for about 5 years. You know, I was formerly with Convict Music, Akon, and we did a lot of stuff behind the scenes, did a lot of hosting. You guys can check out the footage at What You Need TV on YouTube, which is WATT, the letter U, NEED TV. And man, did we have some adventures. It was fun. Adventures, not inventures. Adventures. Woo. We had a lot of fun. We interviewed a lot of people. I mean, you'll see people like Snoop Dogg and Akon and T.I. and you'll see Leonardo DiCaprio. You'll see Angelina Jolie. You'll see Brad Pitt. You'll see a lot of awesome events that What You Need TV has done. And WTV has been around for about 7, going on 8 years. And you can check out thewtv.com. And it is your place to find out information that can help you succeed your goals and dreams. The premise of it is what you need to know to succeed your goals, and you get information from people that have done it already. It's pretty cool. And we also talk to a lot of producers, and we have a lot of columnists that put awesome stories out. We're now working with Bella Boo Gloss, which is a new blog. Bella Boo is a skincare line that works with a lot of celebrities, and they help promote teen self-esteem. And in honor of that, we also have our guest today. Her name is Jennifer Murphy, good friend of mine. I met her at associated with Donald Trump. I'm not exactly sure, so don't quote me on that. But I met her at the Miss Newport, Miss Corona Del Mar beauty pageant. She was actually the host, and she was hosting with one of the stars of The Bachelor, and she was just such a sweetheart. And she started talking about this brand called Go Girl, and it was all about empowering women and giving women advice, and it had the whole teen self-esteem touch to it. And I knew that I already worked with the teen self-esteem thing with Bella Boo, so I just thought that would be really cool to bring her on today. And she was formerly on the show The Apprentice with Donald Trump, and she's done many pageants. She has a really interesting story, so we're looking forward to talking to her about mid-time in the show. And, man, have we had a lot of cool things happening. We just ended up – we actually, if you guys listened to my show on Wednesday, we did a show with Kate Mesta Jewelry. Kate Mesta Jewelry is the line that all the Disney stars are wearing. It's crazy. If you guys watch Disney and you know any of the – you know, Selena Gomez and – Selena Gomez and Bella Thorne and Zendaya and Kenton Duty and all those Disney stars, you probably see them wearing a dog tag somewhere if you ever see them running around. That's a company called Kate Mesta Jewelry. It's a really cool, awesome line, and they're going to be doing my line as well for Easy Way Wear. So any of the Easy Way supporters out there that are listening, you want to get a fedora hat or a dog tag, and you want to rock the easy way, we're going to really be putting some cool designs together, and we're getting ready to shoot it out there for you guys. And every time you hear me, you'll hear me telling you about the hats and the dog tags so you can rock it the easy way officially real soon here. And I want to say, too, I really appreciate the Easy Way supporters and everybody that rocks with me, and all the stuff I get on Twitter, and all your messages, and all the people that hit me up on LinkedIn, man. I love you guys. Thank you. And we have some really cool things happening with possibly Nautica De La Cruz, if you remember her. She's on 102.3 KJLH. Everybody remembers that station. That's Stevie Wonder's station. She comes on right before Steve Harvey. And I met Nautica about 4 or 5 years ago, the same day I met, same event actually, I met Regina King, and we just really hit it off. And we haven't really talked since, but then what actually happened is I had Billy Hayden actually contact me on LinkedIn. And, you know, if you guys are listening, this is a cool story, and it really shows you how you can use social media and how you can use it to your advantage, really. LinkedIn is a really, really cool network, and Billy Hayden contacted me. She liked the way I had my bio, and, you know, that's another thing, guys, is if you do your bios and the way that you make your social media is going to be determined upon how people are going to contact you and interlink with you and interact with you. So make sure that when you're doing your social media, you're doing the right bios, you have the right grammar, punctuation. And I have mistakes, and I probably have things I still need to fix, but I do the best I can as a one-man army with the 20 people that help me. It's tough. So, and by the way, anybody that hits me up and tells me about my grammar issues or whatever, you guys got to understand something, okay? I'm up at like 4 a.m. writing this stuff a lot of times myself, or my writers are writing it, and we're working hard. So if there's, you know, a couple imperfections here and there, it's going to happen, because you have no idea how hard this team and this company and this movement, how hard we work. It's ridiculous. But it is a really important thing. Make sure your grammar is good. Make sure your bio is good. And make sure that you get professionals to do your stuff, because that's going to determine upon people contacting you, interacting, and business happening. But this is a good success story. Billy Hayden contacted me. She loved what she saw. She loved that I was a viral person, a branding person, a host, and an interviewer, this, that. She had no idea who I was. But she saw Hollywood It Guy. That's another thing, is when you're doing your social media profiles, always make sure to put something that captures people's attention. If you look at my profiles, you're going to see Hollywood It Guy first. Anybody that looks at that, they're going to go, Hollywood It Guy? I want to check that out. That looks pretty cool. I wonder who this guy is. So it captured her attention. We started talking, and she turned out to be a pretty major producer. She's doing a lot of great projects, and she's interlinking me back with Nautica De La Cruz, and I actually talked to Nautica on her break from her doing her radio show on 102.3, and she contacted me, and now we're going to make some cool things happen, it looks like. So stay tuned. That's going to be really, really cool. Now, we have a caller in here, and I don't know if this is Jennifer. We got 3475. Are you on the line?
Yeah, that's me. I'm early, for once.
You are early, but you're just listening. Okay, well, we're going to bring you in soon, Jennifer. I got a special introduction. I can't be knocked off. But, hey, guys, this is Jennifer Murphy, the one I was telling you about. But we're not ready to bring her in yet. But we're going
to
let you keep listening.
All right, talk to you soon.
But don't leave yet. Okay. So, guys, yeah, doesn't her voice sound so pretty? She's so beautiful. Wait until you look her up, Jennifer Murphy. And her personality matches her looks. Trust me when I say that. So she's got a really interesting story, so stay tuned for that. But anyway, so I was talking to Billy Hayden, and we've really been discussing some cool stuff, and we may be working with Nautica, so stay in touch with that, stay in tune, and check out her show. Every day, I believe she does it on 102.3 KJLH. She's like, I look at her like the big boy of the 102.3, because she's been in the game for so long. And look her up if you don't know about her. Follow her, Nautica, Nautica DeLaCruz on Twitter. She's awesome, awesome lady, good friend of mine. And so stay tuned for that. Now, we have some really cool things coming up, guys, showcases. Here's what we're going to be doing. All these people that you guys see, and all my fans and all my supporters that see the people I'm dealing with and what we're doing, I want you to understand that we're doing what we're doing for a reason. We're setting up situations that make it a little easier on you. We're going to be doing showcases. We're going to be doing seminars. We're going to be doing MP3s. We're going to be doing a lot of stuff that you guys can actually interink. And I was just talking to my girl, Roz Taylor-Jordan, who is the head casting director for America's Got Talent, and she works at Fremantle USA, and she is the bomb. And if you have TV show projects, that's who you want to give it to. But she's a producer with us on Easy Way Entertainment, and she does our opportunity segment every Friday, and she'll be telling you about a cool opportunity at the end of the show, so make sure you stay tuned for the whole show. That I was just talking to her, and we were just talking about every 3 months possibly doing a meet and greet where all of our listeners that are listening to the show can actually meet me and Roz Taylor-Jordan and the lead reporter of the National Enquirer and Jennifer Murphy and all the guests and everything that you've heard with the Easy Way. You actually are going to be able to meet us, get advice, maybe get an interview, you know, get on some stuff, and see what it's like to really do it the Easy Way, for real. We're not just talking. We're not just going blah, 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 blah. We are making it really happen, and we want you guys to be involved. We're going to be doing some events coming up soon. We're going to be producing and discussing that. That's going to be awesome. Really excited about that. And so let me talk a little bit about the shows, guys. I want to keep stressing this on every show that we do. Easy Talk talks about the shows on Easy Way Broadcasting. So here's what's going on. We are in talks right now with my good friend Gabriel Cannon. He is the man when it comes to Incredible, Nick Cannon's company. And he runs pretty much all the marketing for that. And he's a talent himself. He's a writer. He's a producer. He's very, very talented. So I approached him. I said, yo, man, you need to do a show on Easy Way Broadcasting. And he's like, yo, let's do it. So he's also actually getting involved in directing and getting involved in a lot of projects that we're doing. And he's going to be doing a show very soon. Don't know the exact date. Don't know the exact time. But he's going to be getting involved. We have Vanessa Curry from the Pussycat Dolls. Remember when she was on my last show, she was co-hosting with me, and we were talking to, who were we talking to? I don't know. Go through the podcast. I don't even remember. I've done so many podcasts lately. But Vanessa's a sweetheart. She danced with Pitbull on Dancing with the Stars. She was formerly with the Laker Girls, and she was from the Pussycat Dolls, and now she's making some real major moves on our solo career, and she's going to be doing a show about fashion and music. So if you like fashion and music, if you want those fashionista tips, and you want to hang with Vanessa the Easy Way, that's probably going to be Wednesday. She'll be doing her show. Now, Thursday, we have Jackie's Vida Loca. Jackie's Vida Loca is awesome. She's a funny, funny, funny comedian. She's awesome with what she does, and she's a sweetheart. So make sure you check out her stuff. She had an awesome show yesterday, actually. You should go check it out. And she's, in fact, here, this is Jackie's right here.
Hola! Ay, Dios mío! It's Thursday! Time for Jackie's Vida Loca!
No, it's not, Jackie. It's Friday, so I gotta cut you off. But that's Jackie's Vida Loca, guys. She's a sweetheart. Make sure you check out her show every Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. The last show she just did, actually, she was talking about how you create a TV show and all the tips. How you do Twitter, how you get more followers. It was a really cool show. I actually listened to it myself. And she deals with a lot of people, and shout-outs to Tina Truman, my agent, for bringing her on board. Then we have Easy Talk on Fridays. You guys know about that, and if you don't, you shouldn't be on the show. No, I'm kidding. And Saturday, we have Shane Sparks, which is Emmy-nominated. He was formerly on America's Best Dance Crew, and he was on So You Think You Can Dance. He was the judge, and he's doing some major moves, working with a lot of Disney stars right now. And he does a show called Planet Dance every Saturday, 2 p.m. And he's got two groups he's working with right now. One's called the Chora Boys, and they work with Disney. One of the kids are actually on Disney's XD Power of Kings, if you ever watched that show. And then the other girls are called the Dolls, and they are amazing singers, really great. I mean, he knows how to find talent. So if you guys are groups, if you're a dancer, I really suggest listening to his show, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, every Saturday, Planet Dance. Remember that, Planet Dance. Then we have, on Sunday, we have the Rosman Experience. And thank you to the other callers that are tuning in. You are tuning in to Easy Way Broadcasting. I'm your host, Eric Easy Zuli, and we're talking about some of the shows we have going on at Easy Way Broadcasting. So going to Sunday, we have the Rosman Experience. Now, Rick Rosman is a financial expert, a financial guru. He is with Wells Fargo. He's on the Wells Fargo Advisors Program. He runs a whole department himself. He's on the board of 6 major charities, and now he's just been appointed as the president of a charity called Steps, stepwithus.org. There's the chairman on that organization. He's the president of Sony Pictures Distribution. His name's Roy Brower. So my client, Rick Rosman, who also has a show on Easy Way Broadcasting, is now the president of Steps, which works with Sony, and it's pretty cool. And they help kids at schools, inner-city children, and get scholarships, and people that are really in the harder area schools to basically graduate, and it's really cool. Check them out. Steps, stepwithus.org. And, okay, so now we have, I wonder who this is. I got to see who this is. I'm curious now. We have a caller, 1060. You're on the line. Easy talk. No, this is Victoria. Ah, what's up, Victoria?
Hi, Eric. How
You're late.
Are you?
I'm good. You're late. I was like, where's my favorite fan?
I know. I was outside in the snow. It's like really snowing here.
Oh, that sucks. It's really sunny here. It's really nice. I'm chilling in the sun right now, and I got my shirt off, and it's awesome.
It's not fair. It's like a blizzard here now.
Oh, well, hey, congratulations on you getting your agent. How's the agent going? How's the new Easy Way Movements working for you?
It's going good. They're going to give me my password and username today. If you want, you can check it out. The pictures and everything will be up on their website. So, you know, if you have something going and you want me to be a part of that, you can contact them and they'll contact me, sort of thing.
Oh, I said I gotta go. If I want to get at you, I gotta go to your agent now. Okay, cool. You're learning. I love it.
Yeah. So it's pretty cool. So I'll let you know.
The audience loves it too.
Woo! So like I'll like inbox you or whatever it, and then the link or whatever, and then you know if you got something for me and you think I'll be good for, you can just do it that way.
Love it. Well, go ahead and say your website and your Twitter so any fans that want to get at you and your agent.
Okay. Well, my Twitter is at victoriajames.com. That's at VictoriJames. And my Facebook is victoria.james.167. So if anybody wants to follow me, you know, talk to me. I'm cool.
Awesome. Well, keep up the great work the Easy Way, girl. Thanks for all your support.
No problem.
All right, guys. So this is Easy Way Broadcasting. You're listening to Eric Easy Zuli. I'm the Hollywood It Guy in Hollywood, making it happen the easy way. And we're going to go ahead and here's my special introduction. I'm going to bring in my girl, Jennifer Murphy, because she is just so cool, and I feel bad having her wait on the line there. And she's a celebrity. You can't have celebrities wait. They get really prima donna on you, and then they hang up. No, I'm kidding. She's really cool. She wouldn't do that. But I'm going to go ahead and pop on one of my favorite tracks from Mo Egger, which does a show on Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Sports and Music with Mo Egger, former NBA star. I'm going to pop on a track, give her a cool introduction. It's just going to be off the top of the dome. Here we go. Pop on the track. You guys listen to Easy Talk. Yes, here we go. Come on, if you want to do a freestyle with me, call me at 914-338-1303. That's me. You see, it's just easy when you talk to my people. When they're the audience, they get up and we get real. We're like, hey, what's up, Jennifer Murphy? But you know, come on, you want to listen to me. It's the Easy Way Broadcasting. You didn't know that I could be rapping. It's my satisfaction. I'm loving my fans. Clap your hands. And you know, we're chilling and we got the Hollywood plan. What's up, Jennifer? Are you on the line? What's up, Jennifer? Can you rhyme? Nothing.
Nice. I like that. What an intro.
Well, you're special. You got to get the special interview. How you doing, Jennifer Murphy? Thank you so much for being on Easy Talk. We really appreciate your time. We love you.
I'm excited. I know we've talked about me being on your show for a little while, and you finally pinned me down, and I'm so glad to be on. Thanks so much.
Yeah. So, guys, just a little bit about Jennifer Murphy. Like I said, I did meet her at the Miss Newport, Miss Corona Del Mar beauty pageant. She was a host, I was a judge, and we were eyeing each other, and there was like a connection there. We had to talk somehow, some way. And when I started hearing her talk about the women and how what she does with Go Girl, and I was like, okay, I got to talk to this girl. So after the party, we ended up connecting, and we just started talking. So tell us about yourself, Jennifer. Besides being on The Apprentice and being married to a lot of awesome people, I mean, you have such an interesting life. Go ahead and talk to us.
Being married to a lot of awesome people. What was that? I was once married to someone who I don't know. He's my ex for a reason, but that's a funny little. You cracked me up. Okay. I think you're awesome, Eric. And when I read your bio, when I was hosting the show and I got to the judge named Eric Dooley, and you had the longest, most impressive bio, and I looked up and I thought it was going to be some old guy, and there you are, this young, good-looking guy, and I'm thinking, what? And so I'm just so impressed, more now than ever, with your accomplishments and achievements. And then when I met you afterward and just could hear your passion for what you do in life and saw what a great heart you have, I'm so glad to know you. A little bit about me. I'm one of 12 kids. I'm second to the oldest, and I grew up in Oregon. So I'm really kind of a country girl, but always had a little bit of like a city flair to me and always loved wearing my hats and accessories and heels and all of that. And I had this desire and ambition to do more than what was just available to me in Southern Oregon. So that's part of what led me to beauty pageants while I was also working in the business world, the corporate world. And I was real goal-oriented and driven. And I think because I had such a great father and a wonderful big family and, just a real go-getter. So that's a little bit about me in a nutshell.
And where are you from?
Well, I'm from Oregon. California, probably, about 50-50 now, so it's hard for me to say. And I'm currently in Utah, so it's snowy outside, it's wintry, and I have some warm sweaters and layers on. So my company is called Go Girl Worldwide, so you're never going to know where you're talking to me from.
Well, Go Girl is definitely, I'm going to save that to the end of our little interview here. But my question to you is, you can hear the sweetness and the real cool touch and the tone of your voice. What makes you so sweet and so happy and so carefree? Like, you're just, I know you, but you're drawing me in. I want to know what you're going to say next.
Oh, my goodness. That's a great question.
I'm a great interviewer.
We all have our different qualities, and something that I'm really thankful for is that I was taught how to love and really care about people from a young age. My father especially has this big heart, and I remember once in a restaurant when I was a little girl, I was there with my dad and, was treated to breakfast, just he and I, which didn't happen often, being one of so many kids. And he said, "See those little old ladies over there having breakfast together?" He said, "I'm going to go and tell the waitress that it's on me today for them." And he goes, "And then let's just go, and I'm not going to tell them I treated them." And I just thought, man, he is the coolest guy. And, it was things like that my parents did. And, I met Mother Teresa through my grandmother in person in San Francisco when I was probably about 9 or 10 years old. That was an incredible experience. And so I would watch when she spoke at events, on the news, read things that she wrote. I just had some great experiences like that and mentors and people I looked up to. And I think God gave me a very loving heart. And so that's something that I'm thankful for. I think a lot of people don't realize how wonderful it feels to give love. And when you give love, you receive love. So the more you do it, the more you want to do it. And I think that's something that the world needs more of.
I agree. And you mentioned God has in your heart. And if you guys notice, every show I do, I'm always relating to God in some way. Because me personally, I'm always praying and asking for strength and asking for, and he, same thing with me. And you are a really just carefree person. I think a lot of people draw to you. Now, going off of that question, my next question is, you are like a female me, okay? You know everybody and you network with everything and you're so connected. It's ridiculous. What do you think it is that makes you so connected? What's your secrets? How do you know so many people?
Well, yeah, you and I have a lot in common in that respect. I think we both just really genuinely love people. And I collect friendships and relationships and I network and I never know who I'm going to meet next and where I'm going to meet them. I'm always open to meeting new great people, whether it's a lady shopping at the Goodwill and I'm looking for things to build a prop for a video and then we start talking and she turns into a new great friend of mine. Or, it's someone in the business world where we connect and, it's not who you know and it's not who knows you, but it's who you have win-win relationships with, and relationships where it's not just about one side or the other. It's real, true friendships and bonds, whether it's in business or in personal life. And if you have those types of relationships, those are the ones that matter. Those are the ones you keep for life. And those are the people that if you called them up, if you sent someone their way and you had them refer your name, they're going to answer the phone. They're going to pick up that phone call versus someone saying, oh, I don't want to talk to them. Yeah, I know them, but, you know. So I think you and I are similar in that we have a large Rolodex, but it's a very wonderful, healthy Rolodex.
I agree. And so you have a lot of relationships, and I don't want to put you on the spot or put your people on the spot, so if I'm going too far, I do have a tendency of doing that. You could just say, hey, don't ask that question. It's fine. But I think the listeners would be very curious to know, because we're talking about you have all these great relationships. Can you talk maybe about three of the strongest, maybe most famous, most recognizable names, relationships that you have, but not just people you're acquainted with, people that you can literally pick up the phone and make something happen with?
Sure. I would say one person that really comes to mind is Donald Trump. I have a lot of great Trump stories, and what's cool is that I'm not just another person that he knows. When I stopped at Trump Tower in New York and I asked the door guy if I can see Trump, and he says he doesn't see people that just walk in like this without an appointment. And I say, well, tell him Miss Oregon, Jennifer Murphy's here. And, you know, next thing I know, he's, you know, getting me on the elevator and taking me up to Trump's office. That is probably a nice little ace in my pocket that I know I have. And, you know, so Donald Trump would be one. Stuart Johnson, his name might not ring a bell to most people. He's a real behind-the-scenes kind of guy in contrast with Donald Trump. But Stuart Johnson is a powerhouse business mogul with a big heart and a lot of incredible charities and foundations he works with. And he owns Video Plus, which is a huge marketing company, and also Success Magazine, and about five other magazines that are on newsstands everywhere. Success.com, Success for Teens, the whole Success brand, he owns that, and he helps a lot of people publish their books, including people like Donald Trump, Robert Kiyosaki, and some of the successful people in entertainment and in business. And so, you know, the next time you see a Success magazine, take a look at the cover, and if it's Steve Martin or if it's Robert Downey Jr., or if it's he recently had Kim Kardashian on the cover, he's personally working with these people. And Stuart has about 500 employees who all just adore him. And he started his company when he was just a kid out of the trunk of his car, one step at a time. So he's a mentor of mine, and he calls me Go Girl, and I call him Mr. Success. And he's a great mentor. I was just texting with him 2 days ago.
You're kidding me. I was before you say the third one, let's hold that for a second. I was just playing with Photoshop, and I had Success Magazine in my midst, and I was just pasting my face on this suit, and I was like, I'm going to be on Success Magazine. And then you're saying that you know the owner of the Success Magazine.
Hey, awesome. Maybe we'll do some amazing, awesome event together or something, and we could be on the front of it together. That would be kind of cool and hot.
That would be pretty cool. No, I'm actually not kidding. I was actually holding Success Magazine. I was like, dude, this would be a cool magazine to be on. But that's a small world. Okay, third
yeah,
person.
Yeah, he's a great guy. And then,
I mean, drum roll. Hold on, let me do a drum roll sound. Okay, that works very good. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so, I mean, I've already mentioned Mother Teresa, and I can't leave her out of my top three. So I know that she's not around anymore, but I was just watching a video of her on YouTube the other night, and, I mean, one little lady started a huge, huge mission, the Sisters of Charity, and they help the poorest of the poor. And I think that is more noteworthy than any celebrity success story, business success story. They never once turned someone away from one of their homes or shelters, and still to this day are growing strong. So she hugged me every. That to me is like my best, biggest memory of a top player.
Then maybe, you know, if you don't know who Mother Teresa is, then a while. But believe it or not, there are some people under the rocks that might be listening to this podcast or might be listening to the archive. Can you tell us, just real short, real briefly, who Mother Teresa is, just to make sure that everybody knows how awesome she is?
Well, she's the founder of the Sisters of Charity, and they're, you know, sisters, nuns within the Catholic Church. And she started, I think it was in the 60s, and just built this huge, huge following. But she asked the Pope and she asked Rome to make an exception and to start something new. And she's a go girl. She's someone that forges, you know, she doesn't just sit by and just play by everyone else's rules. And she also goes beyond lines of religion and demographics. And, you know, she doesn't care. She never cared what religion you were or what you believed in or how much money or how little money or what, you know, what disease you had. She loved everyone. And she taught that love was the greatest thing of all, the most powerful thing. So that's Mother Teresa. And she was once asked if she would take part in an anti-war demonstration. And she said, no, but if you have a pro-peace rally, I'll be there. So, that's her in a nutshell.
You got 4 and 5, too, because now you got me curious. I want to know who else you know. I'm telling you guys, her Rolodex is worth platinum. Yeah, it's crazy.
I did meet a lot of amazing people through my ex-husband, and he is dentist to the stars, and I never knew who I was going to see at his office or at a party. And I will say, I was really, really, this might sound funny, but I was really starstruck when I saw George Costanza off of Seinfeld at a party, a Halloween party, and I thought that was just the coolest thing. And normally I keep my cool, and I don't get all flabbergasted, but and his name's Jason Alexander in real life. But, of course, I said, George, oh, my gosh, I love your show. I love Seinfeld. Oh, my God. You know, and his wife was standing right next to him just kind of looking at me like, please go away. And so that was kind of funny. So, but I just, you know, we all have our favorite shows and movies. I would think, you know, one person I would love to meet is Robert Downey Jr. because I just think he is so talented and so gifted in so many ways with his acting and how he's really started over, you know, in his career and has a solid relationship. And he's someone we can learn a lot from. And, you know, and I learned a lot about him through reading articles in Success Magazine when he was recently on the cover. So, yeah.
You want to meet my boy Rob?
You know?
Yeah, Rob's my boy. I'm doing an interview with him tomorrow. No, I wish. Rob's
my boy. Oh, my gosh. You had me there for a second.
So, all right, guys, we're going to go a quick commercial. When we come back, we're going to talk about Go Girl and what Go Girl is and the movement and how you can become a Go Girl. And I have a surprise for you, too, Jen. I have my producer. He's actually one of the executive producers, and he's pretty much in charge of the Easy Way Broadcasting website that's going to be coming out. His name is Rich Greenwood. He was involved in the development and the software development of McAfee Virus Scan, PayPal. He works with Apple right now. He owns an ad agency.
Wow.
Really awesome guy. Yeah, he's one of our producers, and we'll be introducing you to him real soon. So, guys, we're going to go to a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to listen a little bit more about Go Girl. I'm your man, Eric Easy Zuli on Easy Way Broadcasting. This is Easy Talk.
Listen to Easy Way Broadcasting shows powered by WTVNetworks.com every day of the week on Blog Talk Radio with celebrity hosts Eric Zuli, Shane Sparks, Sarah Winchester, Rick Rosman, and Mo Egger. Easy Way Broadcasting is the hottest place for music, sports, celebrity gossip, advice, and insider tips. Follow at Easy Way Broadcast. Call Easy Way Broadcasting shows with your questions and comments at
914-338-1303.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What is y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way. You're doing it the easy way. All of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zulli, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Shifty from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way. Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Yeah, all right, guys, we're back. Easy Talk. I'm Eric Easy Zulli on Easy Way Broadcasting. Okay. I appreciate it. Okay, go ahead. Keep going. No, okay, stop. Definitely. But we're back with Jennifer Murphy. Hi, Jennifer. Those are a couple of the Easy Way supporters there. And the people that you're listening, the people that are listening to the show right now, guys, these are people that support the Easy Way movement, that support Easy Way Broadcasting and what we're doing. And if you're looking to get involved and learn, follow Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter, E-Z-Bray Broadcast, letter E, letter Z, on Twitter. And if you want to follow me, I'm pretty cool too, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y. Do you have a Twitter, Jennifer?
You know, I need help in that area. I have one, and it's Jennifer Murphy. I think it's Jennifer Murphy Go Girl or something like that. It's been a while since I
tweeted. You don't even know your own Twitter? Boo! I need a boo sound.
I know, that's bad. I can't do everything.
It's all good. But what about Facebook? What's the main social network that you use that you'd want people to get in contact with you?
Definitely, if you go to gogirl.me, it's my main web page. And, you know, if you click to become a Go Girl member, there's an area where you can send me a message, become a member. There's links to my Go Girl TV channels and YouTube channels and new radio channel that we're going to be talking about, Eric.
And you know, I don't mean to interrupt you, but your YouTube, girl, come on. Like, what, a million views in, like, a week? Like, what's your secret?
Just be ridiculous and have fun. Please do go to www.gogirl.me.me and become a Go Girl member. And even guys can become a Go Girl member. It means you're a Go Girl guy and you're supporting those amazing Go Girls. And
that is like
you'll
the longest URL I've ever heard in my life. Almost dropped this. www.gogirl.me. That's a long URL. No, I'm not totally kidding.
Gogirl.me.
So it's www.gogirl.me. That's the website,
yes.
Right? Okay, so speaking of Go Girl, what is Go Girl? And after you tell us about Go Girl, I'm going to introduce you to Rich, who's been on the in the studio actually with us, and he's been wanting to meet you as well. And again, guys, this is Rich Greenwood. He is just Rich Greenwood. Look him up. He'll tell you about himself. But he's doing the Easy Way Broadcasting website. He's the technology guru, marketing guy, producer. He's also a writer. He's also he's just a little bit of everything. And he's one of my team members that keeps me sane. We're very appreciative of him. All right, Go Girl. So you Go Girl. Tell us about Go Girl.
All right. Sure. Well, I'd like to talk about why I started it. I had a great childhood upbringing, corporate experience, success. You know, became Miss Oregon, top 10 Miss USA, beat out 1.2 million contestants, applicants to get on The Apprentice with Donald Trump. I thought I just had it figured out in life, and I was doing great, flying high. I moved to L.A. I think I meet Mr. Prince Charming, man of my dreams, get married, our wedding's on Access Hollywood, and he's dentist to the stars, and he's a multi-millionaire. I move into the mansion in Beverly Hills, going to red carpet events. I can wear any dress I want, and flying on private jets, and I was like, oh, yeah, I've arrived. This is great, better than anything I ever dreamed. And I started to forget what it's really about, and I started losing touch with my real friends and my family and even my faith and my relationship with God. And that heart I was talking about, I started to lose that joy and light that I had inside my heart. I was in such a material phase in my life, and I was so focused on things that really don't bring you true happiness. And I was in a marriage that quickly I realized was very empty and very fake, and I never I rarely saw my own husband, and when I was with him, it was as if he wasn't really there, and he was about things that weren't really true to my nature. And there's a lot of stuff that happened in a very short amount of time that led me to such a deep depression. I fell into this dark hole of depression and just wanted to just give up and throw in the towel at life and just not even care and didn't want anyone to reach in and help me. And, well, long story short, I prayed. I asked God to give me the strength to start over. And I knew if I left, I'd be leaving with nothing based on the real tough prenup I had signed. And I did just that. I moved out of the mansion. I gave back the fancy car. I had no car. I had no money. I hadn't planned on a divorce. My real estate, my house, I had kind of given everything up and let it go and didn't think I was going to need anything. And I thought I was going to be on the streets. I had to get a really little hole-in-the-wall apartment, no air conditioning, was trying to find a job, had lost my confidence and really my self-esteem. My skin was bad. My eyelashes were falling out. I cried every night. And it was a really tough time in my life. And I got back on my feet. My family, they loved me. They forgave me from the mistakes I made, the choices I had went with. And they embraced me, and I started one day at a time just getting my health and happiness back, and, you know, with the love of others and the support of others, I got that joy back and that happiness, and I got a great job. I was making money. I was able to get my cell phone turned back on, the basics that you forget about in life that just make it necessary to get by, and once I was back and rolling and back to the gen I had once been, I thought, wow, it can be so hard. And I had been so blessed for my whole life, and here I had had some tough things happen. What am I going to do about this? Well, I had taken acting classes for a couple of years at that point. I had done some TV hosting. I had done enough in the entertainment world, and I still had that real desire to do entertainment. But I also had my business background. I had started in business when I was 17, actually younger than that, but full-time at 17 when I graduated a year early. And I thought, okay, I'm going to take my business background combined with my entertainment background, and I'm going to do something that helps girls and women at any stage in their life to Go Girl. I came up with the name Go Girl. Go Girl Worldwide is my company, and it's taken about 5.5 years to get it to the point where it is today, and we have some really big, awesome things that are just about to take place and to launch. But what it is it's basically an online and grassroots movement to empower girls and women through events, education, entertainment, and entrepreneurial training. And the last thing, entrepreneurial training, it's so important for girls and women to know how to make money and how to be successful, because you can tell everyone, oh, come on, be happy, cheer up. But if you don't have a way to pay your bills and to stay fed and to buy that makeup to make you feel pretty or get to the gym and work out, then you're really not set up for success. And especially in certain countries, women need to be able to roll up their sleeves and start contributing. It's the best way we can impact poverty and bad situations in our world today. So Go Girl Worldwide, live events, but mainly right now the focus is online, Go Girl TV, really fun, very educational content, Go Girl University, where there will be free entrepreneurial training for girls and women of all different kinds, a Go Girl Radio, and a Go Girl City that'll have a Go Girl Mall and other various Go Girl products, some that already exist that I'm partnering with, like Go Girl Energy Drink, and some that we're in the development right now of making. So that is Go Girl Worldwide, and I just want every girl and woman listening right now to know that you can do anything you set your mind to do. And just set that goal and give yourself reasonable steps to getting there and go for it.
Go, girl, the easy way. Get ready.
Yeah.
And so you were talking about content, too. And I want you to – I know you do some really funny content. Like you'll be on like a little three-wheel tricycle in your underwear or something. It's weird.
Well, when I started Go Girl, I was mainly focused on creating content that was educational, and then I realized, okay, I gotta make this fun and different and edgy, and you know, it's all about marketing. And like you said, Hollywood it guy, you catch their attention, and then you're able to show them more of about what you do. I thought, what does really well on YouTube? Funny, crazy videos. So I started doing more and more fun, crazy videos, and that won't be all of my content, but that is something that I love doing. I love making people laugh. So I use hidden cameras a lot in my videos. Some of it's scripted, some of it's reality. One of my most fun things that I do is I actually bought a kid's Barbie Jeep, a Power Wheels Barbie Jeep at the Goodwill. And I drive that Barbie Jeep on crazy adventures where I act like it's my real vehicle. I keep a straight face, and I drive along, and I go, and it's called Illegally Blonde. So I basically do illegal activities driving the Barbie Jeep, everything from driving it in the middle of the night to go jump on someone's trampoline, to driving it through McDonald's and then down the road until the cops pull me over, to calling AAA and telling them, please come out, my Jeep broke down on the side of the road. And it's really hilarious to see the expressions. And when they say, what are you doing? I say, I'm driving my Barbie Jeep. And I act like a total dingy blonde. So that's one of the series. Also have my Super Go Girl series that's coming out. So basically during the day, I'm Go Girl CEO. But for super serious situations, I become Super Go Girl, and Super Go Girl has superhero powers and can do everything the boy superheroes can do, and then some, and she's on a mission to help girls and women everywhere. So that, again, is hidden cameras, it's me doing my thing, and it's real adventures taking place, it's real girls and women in need of help. And it's pretty funny. So I just filmed my first episode, and we're working on that, and I'm lining up sponsors for that. So that's another one. And then something that's been a real favorite with people, I do some videos for other companies for their own marketing because they saw what I was doing. One of them is called Batman Underwear Guy. And on Batman Underwear Guy, I'm in the video with my friend Jacob Luttrell, and I wrote this, I filmed it myself, edit. I kind of do it all myself, you know, I'm a go girl. And in about 20 minutes, I made a video that once we put on the internet, if you include all of the different views everywhere, it's surpassed 1 million at this point and growing rapidly. And I do a revenge series with Jacob, Batman Underwear Guy. So if you Google on YouTube, if you search Batman Underwear Guy, take a look, check it out, you'll crack up. He's also a top recording artist, works with some of the biggest recording artists. Musicians, Enrique Iglesias, Justin Bieber, Bruno Mars. But if you also, right below Batman Underwear Guy, you'll see where I get revenge on Batman Underwear Guy. So my YouTube channel, if you want to see some of these funny, crazy videos, if you go to youtube.com/JennifermurphyGoGirl. So youtube.com/JennifermurphyGoGirl. Also on gogirl.me, you can see the link to Go Girl TV, and that brings you to my YouTube channel. And I have several YouTube channels, and they all are showcased on each one. So you'll see the link to cross over and watch some of the content on some of my other channels. And, you know, I have my Go Girl Worldwide channel, which is awesome because it has real content that's educational, where I interview different amazing women and girls that have gone for the life that they want, and they talk about their success tips. I have Go Girl experts talking about health and nutrition, talking about fitness, talking about dressing for success. I've interviewed people like Condoleezza Rice and Martha De Laurentiis, some really amazing women. My favorite woman that I've ever interviewed, her name is Sweet Alice. So if you look on my Go Girl channel, make sure you watch the video where I interview Sweet Alice Harris.
Well, on the success part, I'm going to have to definitely introduce you to my girl, Shelly Hunt, introduced to me by
Shelly. I know Shelly.
Yeah, you know who Shelly is, huh? Okay. She just got done doing a seminar gig with Lady Gaga, and she's doing a cover with Michelle Obama. And also, if you know who Mary Gardner is, she's one of the most strongest agents in the public speaking motivational world. And you guys can go to marygardner.com, shellyhunt.com, check that out. But I feel that the connection the easy way with all this conversation. And you know, another thing I love, Jennifer, is you get into character when you start talking about Go Girl. I don't know if you noticed, but like, you start getting the kind of like the Valley Girl accent, and you were like talking about Go Girl, and it kind of like you got into character. I thought that was cute. But okay, so I am privileged and honored to introduce to you our producer, executive producer, the man behind the scenes and making many things happen, Mr. Rich Greenwood. What's going on, man?
All right.
Wow.
Well,
hi, Rick.
Hey, how's it going?
Wonderful. Even better now.
It's a privilege to be talking with both you, Eric, and Jennifer. Wow. You know, I don't know if there is a phrase called love at first listen, but if there is, I'm experiencing it right now. Jennifer, God bless you for everything that you've gone through, for everything that you're doing, and I just love everything that you're talking about. You know, anybody that's listening to this show right now, I would say at this point, put it on pause, forget about me and Eric for a second, rewind back to when Jennifer Murphy starts telling her story about what happened and how she got where she was at. Listen to that 10 times and let it inspire you. Because, Jennifer, you are a very inspiring person. You know, what you just spelled out there, and Eric, you did a masterful job of leading her through that. Jennifer, you just spelled out the recipe for all of us to get what we want out of life. You know, you talked about what your hopes and dreams were, and then you talked about, you know, seeing the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, and then you found out that it wasn't really what you were looking for. But then by starting Go Girl, by starting what you're doing right now, not only making your dreams a reality, but, you know, helping so many people all over the world do that and doing it in a forthright, honest, and irreverent way, it's just a beautiful combination. And, you know, so, you know, I not only want to say God bless you, but also, you know, Eric and I want to integrate some of the stuff you're doing with what we're doing, because I think that there are some really good synergies between what your company is doing and what we're doing.
Would love that. I love what Eric's about and his whole, you know, company or various companies and networks. So and you sound like an amazing, gifted person with what you do.
Well, oh, yeah. You know, we're going to help a lot of people and maybe accidentally make a little bit of money along the way. You know, I want to dial back a little bit to your mention of Mother Teresa. You know, I had the privilege in 1984 to hear Mother Teresa speak, and they talk about in the Bible. They talk about this scent of saintliness. You know, this odor of saintliness, and it's hard to understand that. But you and I experienced that when we came in the presence of Mother Teresa. I do honestly believe she was a living saint, and I do believe she is a saint now. And her example, you know, is actually analogous to what you've done in your life, Jennifer, and actually what Eric's done as well. I admire you both. And one of the things that Mother Teresa did, you know, because Mother Teresa didn't even get started until she was 49. And when she was 49, she was diagnosed with tuberculosis and told that her life was over and she had to just go and be somewhere and not work anymore. And so she became a nun and she started this order that you discussed earlier. And she started helping people. And, you know, when I heard her speak in 1984, she said that what she did, you know, on a daily basis, that she would just go up to people and say, listen, can I wash your feet? Can I cook something for you? Can I help you in some way? And she would be asked again and again, why are you doing this? And she was saying, because that is what Jesus compels me to do. That is what my faith compels me to do. And, you know, I'm not here to proselytize to you or anybody listening to the show, and people can believe what they want to believe. But I will say that by living out your faith like you're doing, Jennifer, and by like you're doing, Eric, What you end up doing by helping others is you help yourself. There's no more instant way to feel better than to help somebody else. And you get to do that on a daily basis. And, you know, again, I just want to celebrate, you know, what you got going on. And, you know, I want the listeners to pick up on some of the things that you talked about, Jennifer. And, you know, again, Eric, great job in pulling this out. You know, when you're irreverent, when you get into a Barbie Jeep and you drive it around and you just kind of live life in a way that is a little bit outside the box, what happens is people take notice, right? When you when you plant a flag and you say, this is what I'm about, this is who I'm for, and when you're very specific about that, people take notice, you know? And I just think that's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful thing that you're doing, and it's really great.
I think you know, what is so important is for everyone listening to really dig deep, take a step back, take a look at your life, and ask yourself, what is my purpose? Because as you mentioned, Rich, that's what it really boils down to, is being in line with what your purpose is. Because we all have a special purpose in life. None of us have the same purpose. But figure out what your purpose is. And maybe it's totally different from what I'm doing or Eric's doing or what Rich is doing or Mother Teresa. Or, you know, but figure out what your purpose is. And that's going to be what really will make you happy at the end of the day. And if you can get back in line with that, or just get it more in line than where you are now, it gets fun, it gets exciting, and you start feeling like your life has meaning, and you get that real happiness and sense of accomplishment and that sense of empowerment that comes along with that. So Rich, you made so many great points, and, you know, I'm not doing anything too special other than using my purpose, being on track, being focused, and also saying, what if I wasn't afraid? What would I do? And then I put my fear aside and I go for it. Put your fear aside and just go for it. You know, we all get afraid, but courage is when you do it even though you're afraid. So I just challenge everyone, go for it. You only have one life to live.
I
have a very good question for both of you guys. What, in your opinion, first question goes to Jennifer first. What do you think is the main thing that you need to achieve success?
I think it's definitely clear goals. You need to know what your goals are so that you can create a roadmap to your success. You need to know, number one, what's your main passion, your purpose, and then figure out your goals based on that, and now have a roadmap to getting to those success goals, and put those down on paper. I use a 3x5 note card, and on that note card I list out my goals that lead up to that purpose and that end goal that I have, and I update that a little bit. Sometimes it needs tweaking, but usually it stays pretty similar, and I love being able to put a check mark on the side of some of those goals and just keep on that track. So that would definitely be my advice there.
Great answer. Okay, same question to you, Rich.
Well, I definitely support the concept of having specific goals, checking them off, and I love the whole idea of using 3x5 cards because they're physical, they're not digital, you can tear them up, you can mark on them, love that. But I believe that there's something even more fundamental that, Jennifer, you touched on in relation to fear, you know, facing your fears. You know, they say that, you know, success really is all about, you know, making things happen. And so you have to, I think the most important thing in regards to living out your purpose is have an unreasonable belief in the possibility of the future, right? You know, and you even touched on that, Jennifer. You know, there was a statement that I've heard, you know, what would you do if you knew you could not fail, right?
Mm-hmm.
My favorite quote in the world is by George Bernard Shaw, who said that it is unreasonable for individuals to make a difference. It just so happens that all history is made by unreasonable men. It's important for us to be unreasonable. You know, it's important for us to face the impossible and do it. You know, Eric, you're an example of that. There is no way for you to be who you are. The person you are is an impossible thing. The people that you know it's impossible for you to know. The things that you do is impossible to do. But at some point in your life, you must have said, you know, I'm going to do this anyway, which is exactly, honestly, what Mother Teresa said. Mother Teresa said in a famous poem, and I'm paraphrasing, she said, you know, you're going to be hated in this world. Do the right thing anyway. You're going to face difficulties in this world. Do the right thing anyway. You're going to have people say that you shouldn't do that particular thing. Do it anyway. You know, by saying to yourself, even and that's what actually gives you the power to write those things on a 3x5 card, those goals, is believing that mm-hmm. it might work, you know?
Having
those
that
crazy
faith.
Things. Right?
I love
having
it. Great. Great, great answers. Okay, now, same two more questions. Actually, we'd like for you both to share a story. Being that you are at the level that you've achieved the level of success that you both achieved. If you were to, if you could say one or two, three, whatever examples, can you, starting with you, Jennifer, because it's always ladies first. I'm a gentleman. This is a gentleman type show. Jennifer, can you tell us, say, three of your most amazing experiences, success stories, and I'll also explain to us a little bit of the struggles it took to get to that success story.
Sure. Ooh, gosh. Okay. Three amazing success stories. Well, I would say one thing, for me, a really big success, and this might not sound like a big success to some people, but I wanted to be able to buy my own house. When I was just a teenager, I thought, I'm going to buy my own house. And my parents had never given me a cent. I had always worked for every penny, and I started working when I was young and doing college classes as I went. And I saved up. I had read the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. And so I saved my money. I figured out how I was going to buy that house. And buying that first house when I was 21, totally on my own, was an awesome feeling. So for me, that was really a cool success for me at that stage. A second success story.
What was the struggle? What was the struggle it took to get to that success?
Oh, the struggle was definitely not knowing anything about purchasing real estate, needing to learn all about that, needing to get my credit to position where I had credit. I was able to get a mortgage, a loan. And then finding the right deal, finding the right house. And every time I thought I found the right house, there was a reason why I couldn't get it or someone else would beat me to it. And the realtor said, don't worry, the right house is out there. It'll all work out. And it sure did.
Awesome.
So and I still recommend that book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, to anyone that's interested in learning kind of a new, you know, new start about real estate. A second amazing success story would be, I mean, becoming Miss Oregon, that took several tries, and most people might think, oh, she got lucky, it took several tries, but for me, I'm more proud about the fact that I was able to get on The Apprentice, because The Apprentice was my very favorite show to watch. I managed sales teams for a big company, and I was the youngest sales manager in the company, and I was their top sales manager. And I loved business, and I told everyone I wanted to be on The Apprentice, and everyone said, in your dreams, good luck, you're too nice, there's no way you'll get on the show, first of all, the odds, it's like winning the lottery, and second, even if you got on, you're too nice, you'd be chewed up and spit out. And I said, no, I'm going to get on the show, I'm going to do it, or I'm going to at least give it my best shot. And at the time, this kind of goes back to Go Girl a little bit. At the time, I had been dating my boyfriend for 7 years, and he was not supportive of anything that I wanted to do in life. And I still stuck with him. He was very emotionally and a couple of times physically abusive with me, and I still kept him. I would forgive him. I let him beat me down. I still love him. And when I became Miss Oregon, he walked out of the audience. He was mad. He thought he was going to lose me. He said, you are not trying out for The Apprentice, period. And it was almost the last chance to try out for the season that was upcoming. And I took him to a restaurant, my boyfriend, and I sat him down, and I said, I need to let you know I'm trying out for The Apprentice, and this relationship's over. And he said, you're not breaking up with me. And I said, yes, I am. That night, I did the paperwork. I bought a ticket. I got on a plane the next morning. I flew to San Diego, and I stood in line with several thousand people for about 8 hours. And I sat down when it was my turn with the casting director, and I just kicked butt with my interview. And he said, we're only going to call maybe one or two people from today, and maybe one of you will get on the show. We're about at the end of our casting process. And so, you know, the odds are you're not going to hear from us. And they told everyone that day. Later that night, it was about 9 p.m., and my phone rang when they told me that I was going to be one of the, you know, final people to possibly get on the show. I was ecstatic and went through the whole process, and they narrow it down to about 100 people. From there, they narrow it down to about 20. Mark Burnett got involved and said, I like them, but I don't think I want that Jennifer girl. She's a beauty queen. I don't know. People might not take her seriously. And that's when Donald Trump entered the room, and he remembered me from Miss USA, and I have a funny story about that. And he said, Miss Oregon is going to be on the show. She's smart. Yes, she's beautiful, but guess what? She's smart, and congratulations, Mark Burnett. She's on the show. And I got on that show, and that, for me, was a huge accomplishment. I ended a relationship that was very hurtful and harmful to me, and I moved on with my life. And, yes, I had some mistakes I still needed to make moving forward that I didn't yet know about, but I did some things that were, you know, very important to me. I just went for it. I put my fear aside. I put the odds aside, and like Rich said, I did what most said was unreasonable, and I did it. And then the third, and I'll make this quick because I know I just kind of rambled a little bit. The third would be what I've done with Go Girl Worldwide and all of the, you know, I got back on my feet. I got, you know, I bought another house. I had a nice car again, and I was going pretty strong. And then I realized how tough it is to start a business. And I put everything into my business. There have been times I've slept on a couch. There have been times I've had no money. I'm talking like not even sure where I was going to get food. And that's what I've done to make Go Girl what it is today. And I'm very, very proud that I'm hard at it with Go Girl. And I know that someday it's going to help millions of lives all over the world. So that's probably my most proudest accomplishment that I'm still working on.
Well, you go, girl. How about a round of applause for Jennifer? Those are some awesome words.
Yeah.
And I want to throw out really quick, because I did promise, let me do a quick little commercial thing. I did promise a friend of mine. You guys, if you are looking for a relationship, and Dean, that we have been talking about kind of relationship, this kind of goes along with it. If you're looking for a relationship, there's a company called soulmeetings.com. And I promised my friend that I would do this. So soulmeetings.com, we are going to be looking for people to email us at info@easywaybroadcasting.com. Call in at 914-338-1303 on any of our shows, or tweet us at Easy Way Broadcast, and we're going to be giving away a free 6-month membership to a dating site. And if you're looking for love, that's pretty hard and it's expensive, so it's a pretty cool little thing. So all you got to do is contact us and just hashtag Easy Way, letter E, letter Z, W-A, Way, soulmeetings.com. We appreciate Soul Meetings. And okay, so Rich, and also, by the way, I just got tweeted by Taylor Swift. She says, what's up to Miss Oregon? She wants me to say what's up to Jennifer.
Really? No.
Yeah, it's on my Twitter right now.
I love Taylor Swift.
Well, she says what's up, so I'll tweet her right now. But you don't have a Twitter, so I can't seem to at you in anything.
I have one. I better
get with the Twitter program. Okay. all right, Rich, your turn. I want to hear your two of your best success stories and the wonderful road that the struggle road that it took you to get there.
Okay, but I just assume just applaud Jennifer. I mean, my God, that was just amazing. But real quick, a few things. Many years ago, when apartheid was winding down and Archbishop Desmond Tutu was leading the fight against apartheid, I just prayed to God that there was some way that I could get in touch with him, that there was some way I could maybe meet him somehow. It was unreasonable, right? I mean, the guy was in South Africa. I'm in Northern California. It just didn't even make any sense. But about a month later, I got hired by an organization called the American Art Society, which is an organization to support art, you know, with fundraising. And when I met with him, he said that they wanted to have Archbishop Tutu come speak at the annual event. And I thought that that was so strange because I'd been trained about the same thing. But they didn't have much money, and they didn't have the wherewithal to make that happen. And I didn't have any contacts there. But I said, well, let's see what we can do. Well, we spent a few months trying to contact the consulate. Eventually, we got in touch with him. And eventually, I started doing some fundraising letters to raise the money to bring him over. And the odd thing was, he asked me, Archbishop Desmond Tutu asked me to write the letters for him. So I wrote the letters as Archbishop Desmond Tutu, and it was successful. We raised the money for the event. We raised the money to bring him over. And about a month later, there I am holding hands with Archbishop Desmond Tutu, praying with him exactly 1 month after the end of apartheid. And he gave his first speech outside of South Africa to the American Art Society. We got to hear him speak about what it was like to experience that. And he held up his hands. And I'm standing there like 3 or 4 feet away from him. And he held his hands apart. And he just simply said, We are free, you know, and that filled my heart with content, not just for blessing me with a desire of my heart, but this impossible thing ended up happening and was further proof of, you know, desire, intent, and, you know, for me, the glory of God. Another thing that I'm really happy that worked out was in 2009, I got hired by PayPal to rework thousands of pages of content from a website they had, the Online Merchant Network, into a format that would work in harmony with the formatting on PayPal.com. And the thing is, I already had 2 full-time jobs at the time, so I had 80 hours of work, and I got hired for this, you know, gigantic project that was a global endeavor. And it was just impossible for me to do, but I took it on because I wanted to do it, and I thought I could do it. And they worked on it for 2 years and put a lot of resources in it. But in 5 meetings in 4 months, I was able to go through that entire website, coalesce it into a spreadsheet that I was able to deliver to them, and it's now up online. So pretty happy about that.
Awesome. Hey, great. I love positive, inspiring stories, and I hope you guys are enjoying this as well, listening to two established people in completely 2 different genres. I don't know, maybe we put a wig on Rich, he could pass for Miss Oregon, or she could be a technology genius, I don't know. But and also, as far as the Taylor Swift shout-out, that is someone that I was told is Taylor Swift is shouting you out. So we're hoping that's her. But you never know celebrities, it's so crazy. But the person that tweeted me that I was told that has said that she wants to say what's up. So I just want to make sure everything is always as legit as possible. And it is on my broadcast, so I just want to point that out. Now, guys, we're going to throw a quick commercial break on here, and then when we come back, I'm going to play we're going to do Roz Taylor Jordan. She's actually the supervising casting director of America's Got Talent. She works with many, many TV shows, and she's pretty much the head of the game show department on Fremantle Media USA. And if you guys don't know what that is the company right next to Disney and Burbank that makes it happen for television. So we will be right back. This is Easy Talk, and you're listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, and here we go.
Join the 500,000 Twitter followers who have discovered Eric Zulli's newest project, Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTVNetworks.com on Blog Talk Radio. Find the most up-to-date info on his show, Easy Talk, which airs every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, by following his Twitter site at Easy Way Broadcast and at Eric Zulli. Easy connects listeners with their favorite celebrities and Hollywood insiders who are doing it the easy way. And you can, too. Talk to Eric during the show at 914-338-1303.
All right, guys, it's that opportunity time with Roz Taylor Jordan.
Easy. Hi, honey. How you doing?
I'm fantastic.
I know how you doing. I know you are.
Yeah, well, all my fans know how I'm doing. I tweet it every day. Now, I know you are, you are just the woman, and I'm always, we have our girl, Patricia Shipp, with the National Enquirer that always gives us the Hollywood 411, and you, give us the Hollywood 411 on the opportunities. So what's the scoop? What's going on?
Well, I wanted to let your listeners know who happen to be in town in April about this really awesome event. It's called Reality Rally. And it happens in Temecula Valley, and they can go to realityrally.com. And basically what it is it's a fundraiser for Women's Breast Cancer Center in Temecula. They bring in 100 reality stars from all over the country. They have red carpet events. They have this beautiful, golfing suites, and you can get autographs. They even have set up opportunities for people who really love their stars to get them to play a game with them on their team. And the entire goal is just to raise money to take care of these women and these families who are dealing with this severe, issue of cancer. And I just wanted to highlight that because Jillian, who is phenomenal, Jillian Larson, she's a creator of the event, and she was on Survivor. So, we go way back. And I just wanted to help her get a shout-out. So if anybody's interested, it's a great way to not only have fun for the day, but to give back. And when you're looking for opportunities, there's no better opportunity than to get the inside information that you can't get anywhere else from the horse's mouth by finding out about little special events like this.
Awesome. All right, guys. So that was Roz Taylor Jordan. She is the supervising casting director of America's Got Talent and many other shows. And she's also with the game show department of Fremantle Media USA. And that's one of the biggest production companies in the reality world and many other shows. So she is the woman, and she's a good friend of mine. By the way, you've made my life much more interesting now that people know that we work together. I got to say that.
We'll have to talk about that. We'll have to talk about that offline.
Yeah, we'll talk about that off behind the scenes. But if you guys want to know more information on what Roz Taylor Jordan just told you on Opportunity Time on Easy Talk, all you got to do is follow Easy Way Broadcast, letter E, letter Z, Easy Way Broadcast, and we'll keep you posted. So that was Opportunity Time, guys. All right, thanks. Yep, so that was my girl, Roz Taylor Jordan, always giving you that Opportunity Time, and you're listening to Easy Talk, Easy Way Broadcasting, and we're still here with Rich and Jennifer Murphy, and for those of you that might just be tuning in, Jennifer Murphy was former Miss Oregon, and she was on The Apprentice with Donald Trump, and she's talked about some amazing stories, and she's a motivational speaker person. And then Rich Greenwood is the man when it comes to software development and technology and producing. And I also forgot to brag about his Huffington Post little connection, and I don't know what he wants to talk about. So in closing, guys, I'm going to go ahead and let you guys talk about whatever you want to say to your fans and whatever you want to say and talk about, just promote yourself and all the fun stuff, and tell us your best social media or your best way of connecting with you. Go ahead, Jennifer.
All right. Well, thank you so much for having me on your show. It's such a fun, dynamic, and positive show, and
aww,
I can't wait to talk to you more about having my own radio show with
Cats on the bag. Cats on the bag. I was going to save that for the end, but we have been talking to you about doing a show.
Okay. Well, I'll let you make that big announcement. Okay. So, basically, I've had a lot of fun. Anyone can send me an email if you have a question, if you'd like for me to come and speak at your event, or if you want to sponsor one of my fun upcoming Go Girl TV videos. If you have a company, a product, a service that empowers girls or women in some way, you can email me and my team at gogirlceo@gmail.com. And then make sure you become a Go Girl at gogirl.me. Not .com, but .me, and then my YouTube channel. Make sure you subscribe to my channel, and you'll see every time I do some kind of crazy, nutty video, driving a Barbie Jeep or being a superhero. So that would be youtube.com/Jennifer Murphy Go Girl.
And we do have an Easy Way Broadcast tweet, how do I become a Go Girl? She just told you. You want to mention it again? that's fine. They can listen to it, but I'm just letting you know we have had a couple tweets asking how they become Go Girls.
Awesome.
So
yes.
We got some Go Girls out there doing it the easy way.
Ooh. Awesome. And then, gosh, I can't wait to meet you in person, Rich. You're an inspiration to me. So I'll hand it over to you, Rich. And goodbye, everyone, and go, girl.
And also, Rich, in your conversation, talk to him a little bit about the new website and some of the goodies.
Beautiful. Well, again, you know, everybody that's listening to the show, make sure to connect with Eric Zuhle. Eric's giving you a lot of contacts for that. Make sure you do that. He's the real deal. I love this guy, admire this guy. You need to follow him. Yeah, and like you mentioned, we're in the process of developing EasyWayBroadcasting.com. It's going to be a really big deal. And please, you know, stay tuned for that. That's going to be coming online. I'll plug myself just a little bit. If you have a company and you want to make money, check out FirePowerCreative.com and email me at ideasforsale@mac.com. If you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at ideasforsale on Twitter. And Jennifer, I've got 36,000 followers, so I can help you get there. So let's talk about that sometime. And if you want to look good, you want to be photogenic, check out my website, 2bephotogenic, number 2be photogenic.com. And finally, a quick plug for my friends at A Global Difference. Global Difference is a way for you to shop, save money, and help a cause at the same time. www.aglobaldifference.com.
Talk about, there's also Reputation Defender. Tell them a little
Absolutely.
Bit about that.
Absolutely. You know, send me an email at ideasforsale@mac.com. If you're concerned about your reputation, you want to build your reputation, it's ereputationbuilder.com. I can give you information about how you can be more in control of defending your reputation. Thank you for that, Eric.
No problem. Yeah, so if you guys have those problems, I know everybody's got those problems on bloggers talking their smack or haters or whatever. You know, it's pretty cool that you can defend your reputation on the internet. And me personally, I never needed to do that because I know my stuff with SEO and I can hide things and do it. No, I'm kidding. I never needed to. Everybody loves me. Yeah, right. But so thanks so much, guys. We had Jennifer Murphy as a guest. We love you, Jennifer, and we're looking forward to having your show. Now, what day, because I know we haven't finalized, put anything in paperwork yet, but what day generally do you think, what time do you think that people can tune in to your show on Easy Way Broadcasting?
Well, I'm really hoping that it can be Monday afternoons. I'm still waiting to talk to Snezna with Bella Boo, who will be the co-host, to pin that down. And I'm thinking the Girl Power Hour or Girl Talk Hour or something to that effect for a name. So it's still, like, in early stages, but if anyone has any suggestions for a name for me, please send it my way, gogirlceo@gmail.com. And I cannot wait, Eric, to get the show going. So hopefully we can have that up and running ASAP.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Okay, guys, thank you so much, and I can't wait to hear the show as well. Rich, thank you for your time. Thank you for your time. Thank you for being on Easy Way Broadcasting and doing it the easy way.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Woo-hoo. Bye-bye.
All right, guys, so that was Rich Greenwood and Jennifer Murphy, former Miss Oregon and formerly with The Apprentice, knowing Donald Trump so well. I mean, that's so cool, man. You just call Donald Trump on speed dial. That's pretty cool. I got some pretty cool people I can call up. I don't know. Maybe we should play some trading cards or something. Hey, I'll trade you Larry Namer for Donald Trump. No, I'm kidding. But thank you for listening, guys. It's awesome. So the moment you've been waiting for, we have my girl Patricia Shipp, Hollywood Secrets, that Hollywood 411. Patricia!
Hey, Eric, it's Pat from the National Enquirer, and I have some wonderful stories for you this week. Let's start with the TV show Girls. That's on HBO. You know what? I saw it for the first time, and I was like, oh, my God. I was just – everybody was talking about it, and I was just so excited to watch it, but it really is something to get used to. But anyway, we've done a story on the show's star this week. Her name is Lena Dunham, and if Lena Dunham seems completely at ease during her nude scenes on HBO's Golden Globe winning series Girls, it's because she was raised by two sex-obsessed artists. Lena's dad, Carol, produces sketches of men with male genitalia in place of their noses. Can you believe that? While her mother, Lori Simmons, has photographed everything from naked underwater ballet to Japanese sex dolls. Lena grew up around all of this sex-oriented art, and there's no question that it influenced the direction of her own work. It is a very strange way to grow up, so it's no surprise that Girls features Lena naked and having sex. While the 26-year-old girl star and creator seems comfortable with the racy content of the hit show. Her childhood wasn't always easy. You know, the kids kind of teased her and gave her a hard time after coming over to the house and seeing a lot of the art. So, you know, she's made lemonade out of her lemons, so good for her. Now, the gender bender on the new American Idol. Now, his name is Josh Davila, but they call him Jada. Now, I talked to him. Everybody reported that he was a, you know, transgender singer, but I talked to him personally, so I know that that's not the case. He really just says, I just want to be like Boy George. I am gay, but I'm not trying to change my sex. So no matter what you hear, the Inquirer's got the real scoop because I talked to him myself. Now, the last story I have for you guys this week is really funny. Jimmy Kimmel and the Emmy-winning star of Modern Family, Eric Stone Street, you will never believe this, you guys. Jimmy Kimmel and Eric have a friendship you can really sink your teeth into. They're the founders of their own very meat club for men. The Emmy-winning star of Modern Family and Jimmy Kimmel hosts are so obsessed with red meat, they actually send savory cuts of steak to each other by FedEx. It has been, he says he has sent me cuts of steak he likes, and I've sent him cuts from a place I really like, Eric said. And we're bringing each other meat. And so they share stories about meat, and they send each other's pictures of biting into meat. So Jimmy Kimmel's not only crazy on the show, he's really crazy and a really funny guy in real life, too. That's all I have for now. Stay tuned next week, and I'll tell you what really happened to Barbara Wells, is where and who she got, where she caught chicken pox from. You're going to be surprised. Stay tuned. See you then. Or talk to you then. Bye-bye.
So that was Patricia Shipp with Hollywood Secrets, the Hollywood 411, the easy way. Man, she gets all those scoops, and I wonder next week, make sure you guys tune in next week, Easy Way Broadcasting, Eric Zulli, Easy Talk, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You'll get to hear what happened with Barbara Walters and the chicken pox. And I know, but I can't tell you yet, so you have to tune in if you want to know what happened with that. And if you want to know the gossip, man, I mean, that is the National Enquirer's lead reporter, Patricia Shipp. She gets it all, and you only get it on Easy Talk or the National Enquirer, of course. But you get it with us first, I believe, yeah. So thank you for tuning in with us, guys. You just did it the easy way. It is Friday. It's 3:26. I hope that we didn't, you know, have you falling asleep, and I hope we entertained you, and I know we entertained you, because that's what we do. We do it the easy way, and remember, you can follow us. Let me go through the sites, and get a pen and a pad out. Get ready. Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter. WTV Networks with an S on Twitter. Eric Zulli on Twitter. WTVNetworks.com or the WTV.com is the leading website which powers everything. HollywoodItGuy.com, if you want to know my crazy antics in Hollywood. I'm like the Where's Waldo of Hollywood. You can follow me on Facebook at Eric Zulli Fans, HollywoodItGuy. You follow the network, WTV Networks, Easy Way Broadcasting with an ING. So remember, Facebook is Easy Way Broadcasting, and Twitter is Easy Way Broadcast, because you can't go ing on Twitter. There's not enough characters. And then Hollywood the Easy Way is a group that we have on Facebook, guys. You can follow it. We have over 3,500 members doing it the easy way, and we want you. So check it out, HollywoodTheEasyWay.com, letter E, letter Z. It's always letter E, letter Z. E-A-S-Y is not us. They're similar, but not us. E-Z, HollywoodTheEasyWay.com. And we are looking forward to having you as a member do it the easy way. And if you are a member, you'll be able to come to our exclusive events and all the cool stuff that we're going to be setting up, the showcase, the opportunities, you get to meet cool people the easy way, and we're just hanging out and having a blast. So remember that. TheEasyShow.com, just like you heard Jennifer, she tells you all her cool episodes and everything. I got some fun episodes, too. We got the Power Rangers flipping off walls, and we got Big Boy in the neighborhood inside of the studio. We're hanging out with Snoop Dogg and Akon and tons and tons and tons of stars, and we were recently with all the Disney stars. So we got a lot of cool Disney stuff coming up, so tune in for that. TheEasyShow.com, letter E, letter Z, TheEasyShow.com. And Easy Way Broadcast, you got all the cool shows, and you get to listen to all the cool stuff, and we're going to have fashion and music, we're going to have entertainment, gossip, news, gossip, we're going to have sports and music, we're going to have Latino comedy, we're going to have regular comedy, we're going to have so much cool stuff, so you got to hang out with us, guys, do it the easy way. Tune in tomorrow to Shane Sparks, Planet Dance, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and if you're a dancer, you have to tune in, do not miss it. It's going to be hot. So thanks for hanging out with me, guys, and I will hear you next week, Friday, 2 p.m. Easy Talk, Easy Way Broadcasting. Love ya.
You have been listening to Easy Talk and doing it the easy way on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, internationally known radio and TV personality, actor, producer, and social media expert, Eric Easy Zuli. His work has been recognized by Congress. The city and county of Los Angeles have honored him with an award in his name. To find out more about Eric and Easy Way Broadcasting, follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli and check him out on HollywoodItGuy.com. Thank you for listening.